We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, let's talk some NBA with NBA.com's writer Sekou Smith. See his upcoming feature on former NBA player and coach Avery Johnson on NBA TV's Beyond the Paint Wednesday at 11 p.m. and tune in on NBA TV Monday, January 22nd for the inaugural Fast Break Monday Game of the Week telecast featuring our Miami Heat at the Rockets at 8 p.m. Sekou Smith joins us right now.
Sekou, good morning. Great to have you again. How you doing?
Good morning, man. How you guys doing?
We're doing great, and of course, we always like when our team's playing well and doing it without a real star, but sitting there in the fourth spot in the Eastern Conference, six straight wins. I was just curious about your take on what you've seen from the Miami Heat here recently.
Well, from a selfish standpoint, I'm ecstatic. I'm trying to get back to South Florida for the playoffs. This is a great step in that direction. And you know what? I think we owe Eric Spoelstra an apology. A lot of people have kind of overlooked him and not really paid attention to the fact that he's an elder statesman coach in this league, right behind Greg Popovich in terms of tenure. And he's grinded away without fanfare, without hoopla, and really taken this team to that next level here recently by just doing what he's always done, which is instill a certain, you know, value and work ethic in his team and tried to push him to play that way. I thought last year they played the second half of the season in a similar fashion. So a lot of us expected them to come out of the gates, you know, firing on all cylinders this season. It didn't happen, but I'm impressed. I really am. I'm truly impressed with what they've done.
Sekou, so much has been made, whether I'm watching NBA TV or ESPN's NBA shows, about, oh, they need a star. Everybody needs a star player, a closer, a finisher. Oh, you need to have. And this team's kind of doing it. I mean, Sekou, if we were to go through a list and you were to do a show or on NBA.com, rank the top 20 or 25 players, I'm guessing the Miami Heat's not going to have anybody in that group. Can you win? Can you go deep in the playoffs without star players?
Look, I don't know if you can go deep in the playoffs, but I think you can certainly manufacture a playoff season and make some noise with the kind of roster the Heat have right now. I would agree that history tells us you have to have a certain level of superstar on your roster to talk about winning championships, and that's fine. Everybody outside of about five teams is searching for that kind of superstar, and the Heat are no different. But you have to win with what you have right now. And to me, maximizing the potential of the players you have on your roster as of this moment is what's most important. I look at Miami's roster, and to me it reminds me a little bit of what Boston has minus a player like Kyrie Irving, which is a bunch of guys who for today's game, that pace and space game, and the versatility you want in a roster, they have a little bit of everything. They might not have a dominant, you know, single player like I think we all feel Hassan Whiteside has the potential to be. But they've got everything else. If they were to get their hands on that anchor superstar, then we're talking.
Sekou, we hear a lot about Hassan not being kind of that Heat culture guy. You know, a lot of the other guys like James Johnson bought into it very quickly, but Hassan got the big deal, 4 years, $98 million, and he really wasn't a Heat culture guy. Do you buy into that at all?
I understand where that criticism or that point comes from. And not everybody is going to fit the culture that you've crafted down there, you know. But there's so much talent to work with Whiteside. He and Andre Drummond, to me, are the two guys that you look at and say, man, there's just so much ceiling for both of these bigs to tap into. And Whiteside, if he can find a way to stay healthy and continue to work on his game, he becomes an X factor for that Heat team. He becomes a guy who in a playoff series, when the matchups tighten up and you know, and everything is magnified, you better have a big man that's going to be able to deal with him four times in you know, basically a week and a half, 2 weeks. Because if you don't, you know, that's a recipe for advancing in the postseason. If you're the Miami Heat, is, you know, dialing in and playing through Hassan Whiteside in ways maybe you haven't throughout the course of a regular season, but that benefit you most in a postseason scenario.
Sekou, I got to ask you this next question, so get ready. We know ESPN's been criticized for it, talking about LeVar Ball, the whole LeVar story from Lithuania with his sons out of college and pulls one out of high school and his son, and now criticizing the head coach for the Lakers. Is this a big story for you? How are you treating the LeVar Ball thing?
You know, it's weird. I've not typed his name. I haven't spoken about him a whole lot at all on the air. You know, we're lucky. We're focused on the games and what goes on the court at NBA TV and NBA.com. We don't have to chase, you know, the raging fire every day that is LeVar Ball and his comments. Do I agree with all of the things he's done? Absolutely not. Do I feel the need to sit around and pontificate about the way someone else is raising their sons? Absolutely not. I got two of my own. I don't want anybody telling me what to do with my kids. I can imagine what he's thinking when everybody has an opinion about how he's raising his boys. But look, when you step into that limelight, when you cross that threshold and you become the public figure that he has, you're open for all these criticisms. You know, and Rick Carlisle had some very pointed things to say about the relationship between media and how they, you know, how we cover LeVar Ball. That's not his place either. I mean, we're not here for Rick Carlisle to tell us about journalistic ethics and what the tenets of our business need to be. So I think everybody needs to follow some advice LeVar Ball likes to give and stay in our own lanes, man. Just, you know, if you don't want to cover LeVar Ball, leave him alone. He's not breaking news for any consequential reason other than he's got a big mouth.
So, Sekou, with all that said, and I actually agree with a lot of what you just said, especially about parenting and stuff like that. We can all have our own opinions, but LeVar just needs to stick to his own thing, and that's fine whether we think it's right or wrong. What he came out and said about Luke Walton losing the team, now he's crossing over into a totally different kind of area where his other son is employed by the Los Angeles Lakers. With that whole situation, and now Magic Johnson kind of being in the middle of it also, is that going to end up good there, or what do you think is going to end up happening there?
I think it ends up being a non-issue if the Lakers can just continue, you know, to chop away at trying to become a better team. Now, you know, if Lonzo Ball was to you know, adopt his father's attitude about, you know, speaking his mind or saying what he, you know, what's on his mind, then you'd have an issue. But by all accounts, everything I can tell, and I spent some time interviewing him in training camp, the kid's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, Lonzo Ball hasn't shown any signs of being like LeVar Ball in terms of personality. So I don't think the Lakers are worried about Lonzo. I'm sure they'd love to shut LeVar up like a lot of people would, but the kid's been really good. I mean, and if you look at the way they play with him on the floor as opposed to with him off, I would argue that he's probably a little bit more valuable than people have given him credit for. I mean, he really does infuse an unselfish, you know, pass-first mentality when he's out there that permeates that entire group.
Sekou, I want to ask you about right now, two best teams in basketball. Are you still with the two teams who have been going to the finals the last couple years, or can somebody make a run at it here in the second half of the season to get on a roll, or are we going to be talking Golden State and Cleveland again?
I don't know that Cleveland qualifies as one of the two best teams in basketball right now. And that's not me trying to be, you know, slick. That's just I'm watching the season and looking at the way things are playing out. Cleveland has some competition in the Eastern Conference like the Warriors do not in the West. As good as Houston's been, they don't pose the clear and present danger to the Warriors, to me, in the way that Boston and Toronto potentially do to Cleveland in the East. Cleveland's an older team. This is a group that's got a few, you know, fossils running around the locker room. They have to be careful. They assume they can flip a switch and just go into hyperdrive because you got LeBron James. This is 33-year-old LeBron James. This is not 25, 27, 29-year-old LeBron. So if you're going to put that pressure on him and ask him to crank things up for you, that means you got to have some accomplices. And you know, Dwayne Wade is not as young as he used to be. Isaiah Thomas coming off the injury. It's tricky. I think Cleveland has to be much more careful than they've been in years past. Whereas, you know, in Oakland, the Warriors are all, you know, in terms of their key guys, they're all in the physical primes of their careers. If they don't have an injury issue, yeah, to me, they're right back, you know, in that pole position in the Western Conference and really in the league to get to the finals and, you know, for a fourth straight year and see what they can do.
Sekou, before we let you go, if Boston somehow, some way, miraculously can get Gordon Hayward back, because I'm seeing pictures of him without a brace on his leg or anything, at the end of the season, could they make a run at Golden State if they could win the East?
Look, I don't know if there's any chance that he comes back. I think it's, you know, a lot of people playing around with us on social media.
A picture, yeah. That's all I'm playing off is a picture, Sekou, nothing else.
It's a hell of a picture.
Yeah.
I don't know that they're a great threat to the Warriors, with or without Hayward. I think, personally, Boston is maybe another player in some more seasoning for their young guys away, maybe another season away from being a legitimate championship contender. Could they get to the finals if things bounce their way? Sure. But I think they would be overmatched against Golden State. I think it would be a competitive series. I think they would make things interesting. But beating a team of Golden State's caliber four times in a best-of-seven series, man, we've had a Cleveland team that's all-time good that wasn't able to do it.
Yeah, that's a good point. What about the Eastern Conference All-Star team versus Golden State in the finals? How about that? Is that a better matchup?
Yeah, I think if we did that, if we maybe did the best of the rest against the Warriors, we'd have a shot.
I like it. That's my take, Sekou. If you write a story on that, I need some credit for that. NBA.com writer Sekou Smith. See his upcoming feature on former NBA player and coach Avery Johnson on NBA TV's Beyond the Paint, Wednesday at 11 p.m. Sekou, thank you for your time.
Thanks, Sekou.
We'll bug you again soon.
Sure. Thanks, guys.
All right. Sekou Smith there.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.